You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Dominique Schilling, writer and director of A Reason and vice president of Risberg Schilling Productions, LLC, which is a female-run production company with a European background. They make films that provoke thoughts and tell life-affirming, meaningful stories. Their latest project is a featured film titled A Reason. The film has not been released yet, but is about to begin the film festival circuit. Dominique, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Hello.
Well, hello there, and good to have you. Been looking forward to our interview and to find out more about your company and the film that's about to go on circuit. So you're both a writer and a director. Which role do you prefer more and why?
Oh, that's a tough question. For me, the writing part is actually part of the directing. So I can barely imagine doing one or the other only. If I would have to choose, though, I would probably go with directing because of all the different creative aspects. And I really love every aspect of production, from pre-production, production to post-production.
Your latest film is called A Reason and stars some very familiar faces, including Marion Ross from Happy Days. And the shooting schedule for this film was only a few weeks, which is really impressive. How did you get this shot so fast, and what advice do you have for filmmakers that are on a very strict budget and time constraints?
Yeah, it was a very, very tight schedule. Just be prepared. That's my advice. The more someone is prepared, the more work someone does beforehand, be it the shot list, you know, the budget, the more you can really shoot efficiently once you're on set, and you save a lot of time. Also choosing the crew very carefully, working with very good crew, everybody highly professional who've been doing this for ages. It was my first feature film, it was their 50th or whatnot. So it's really great when you have so many experienced people around you. It saves a lot of time because everyone's just on it and understands that things have to get done. But do as much preparation as you can from the beginning on. Most of all, your shot list and your work with your director of photography, it really saves a lot of time. As far as shooting on a lower budget, we live in the digital age, and it is very good when you can be creative with your camera angles. And also, if you limit your locations, you can save a lot of money that way.
Now, you partnered with producer Caroline Risberg to form the production company Risberg Schilling Productions, LLC. And when forming a production company with someone, what do you think is the most important, or what do you think is most important to look for in a business partner? And what led you to Caroline? And both of you are from Europe. In your opinion, is it easier to start a business here in the U.S. or in Europe?
Well, in a business partner, it is very important to find trust. Caroline and I trust each other completely. We always get back to each other. We're in constant contact. We can always rely on each other. We are also friends, so that is really helpful also when you like each other as human beings. And most of all, we speak the same creative language, so we can actually communicate very efficiently. We're usually always on the same page. We like the same movies. We have the same work ethic and business ethic, and that helps a lot. I met Caroline on a music video shoot, and that shoot was not going well, unfortunately, because our co-director quit, surprisingly, and Caroline and I had to jump in and save the day. And we did, and after that, we looked at each other and we're like, we work really well together, like we can rely on each other, let's do more together, and then we shot A Reason together. In Europe, you sometimes have the government fund films. Now, Europe is a really big place. So France is, for example, completely different from Switzerland, or Sweden is completely different from Italy or Germany. But I lived in Switzerland for a long time, and the government does fund films there sometimes. The problem is there are so many applicants, and they choose one applicant out of thousands. And so if you're not that applicant, it happens to be a dead end. Whereas in the United States, there are a lot of private investors. And so you always have the hope, even if you don't have an investor today, to find an investor tomorrow.
Today we are joined by Dominique Schilling, writer and director of A Reason and vice president of Risberg Schilling Productions, LLC. That is a female-run production company with a European background, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dominique, your next film is titled Watch Her Eyes. Is there anything you can tell us about this project?
We actually just retitled it to Little Girl, Big Eyes. Since I'm still writing the film, I would prefer not to discuss too much about it, because when you're writing a story, it can change at any moment. But it's a story that is very, very dear to my heart and that I'm very passionate about.
Certainly keep our attention towards that film and that project. And lastly, what advice would you give to people trying to break into the business and write or direct their first film?
Be passionate about the story. Really be an honest filmmaker. There are a lot of filmmakers that get distracted by how tough it is to break into the film business. And sometimes I run into filmmakers that kind of go, oh, what would please an audience? What can give me the most exposure here or there? And I always tell them, just concentrate on what you want to say to people, the stories that come from your heart, because, you know, that's, I feel, how an artist works. I'm not saying that these people are not artists, but I feel like they get distracted by, oh, it's so tough to make it in the film industry. So I just personally concentrate on being an honest artist. Of course, it is a tough business, and but I kind of just let my stories guide me. Have a good producer by your side. That is crucial. Somebody you can rely on and who is just as passionate about your stories as you are, and who will keep pushing the film just like you are, because they love the story and love what you have to say and what they also want to say with you.
Well said, and that's great advice for those looking to get into the business and the industry. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Risberg Schilling Productions, LLC, online?
Yes, we have a Twitter page. It's called A Reason Film. Then we have a Facebook page. It's called A Reason Movie. And Risberg Schilling Productions, we have a website. It's www.risbergschilling.com or www.areasonthemovie.com.
Well, Dominique, certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today, and best of success with the film that you're working on, A Reason.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dominique Schilling, writer and director of A Reason and vice president of Risberg Schilling Productions, LLC. That is a female-run production company with a European background. And the websites of reference is simply areasonthemovie.com or risbergschilling.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of the EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.